Good morning, praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm 127. Book of Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watches, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lord, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Let's pray. God, thank you. When we praise you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Truly, God, except you build your church, build your house, except you watch over your church and over your city, it is in vain that we build, it is in vain that we watch. God, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We thank you for this seventh day of praise and worship, that you call us a church to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray, continue to speak to us, inspire us, lead us in the way that you want us to go in the name of Jesus. Let us give thanks to God for all that he has given us, especially our families and our children. As we have read here, they are a reward from the Lord. Blessed is the man that his quiver are full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Thank you, Lord, for our children, for our disciples, for our workers, oh God, our co-workers. Thank you for all the blessings that you give us. Thank you for the good health and the provision. Thank you for sustaining your church and your people with the mighty work of yours, with your provision. We bless you and magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for our wives and our husbands, our parents, oh God, our neighbors, oh Lord, and thank you for the work, our visas, our salaries, our income. We thank you for the extension of your church, the faithful workers who continue to work for you and serve you, wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the answer of prayer. We magnify you and we adore you. Let us now confess to the Lord our sin. Forgive us, O God, our shortcomings, anger, unforgiveness, self-righteousness, lies, lack of commitment, murmuring. We ask for forgiveness for this sin and the rest. In the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, as we confess our sin, you will forgive us and you purify us. And as you promise, my people who are called by my name, come and seek my face, turn away from their sin, repent. I will look from heaven and I will heal their land. O God, we pray that you heal us. O God, revive us. Once again, bring us back to the good plans that you have for us in the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, your need. Ask of me, the Lord say, ask and you will receive. Your personal need, your physical need, your spiritual needs. Whatever need you have, God is here with us to hear, to listen, and to answer. We magnify the Lord, we adore you. Thank you, God. I pray for those who have no job, give them visa. Those who need income, give them the needful income in the name of Jesus. For God, I pray that you uphold us with your grace and your mercy and provide all the needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pray now for your family. Let's pray for our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our extended family, as we try to reach them with the gospel of Christ. Yes, O God, lead us and guide us, strengthen us. Help us, support us, O God. Pray for our wives, give them strength and good health, O God. For our husband, give them good health, strength. Pray unity in the families. Unity in the families, joy and peace in every family, provision. Pray for our children to be godly, O God, that you watch over them. O Lord, we pray that we impact the gospel to our neighborhood, our neighbors, through our lifestyle, our good example. Even Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters that you will raise them with the gospel of yours in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our countries back home, from where we belong. Let's pray that God will bring peace there. And God will spread His word into these places. Thank you, God. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Let your gospel be preached. Let be peace in my country back home. Let your word will be spoken. Let the people be receptive to the voice of yours and to the word of yours in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you are great God. You can do miracles, you can melt the heart of people, you can change them. Even if they are away from you, even if they are far away from you, I pray that you can bring them to you. Even you promise, Lord, those who do not call for you, you will reveal yourself to them. Reveal yourself to them in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, where the church is extended, O God, let your salvation flow. Let your mighty hand reveal, O God, here in UAE, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, and Syria, in America, Sierra Leone, Australia, Lord, Oman, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, Philippines. O God, Australia, wherever your church has extended, O Lord, we pray your mighty hand will work, O God. Watch over all the workers of the church and all the small congregation, the families, O Lord, that have been scattered in different places. We pray you watch over them. We pray that you provide for them. Pray that they will preach the gospel with the power and authority that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that there will be a peace, O Lord, so that we will live in holiness and we will speak your word, O God. O Lord, we pray, O God. Let's pray. Pray for your ministry. Pray that God will use you mightily. O Lord, we pray, O God, for all the workers here. And in different places, O God, where the church stands. I pray they will be refilled again with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, answer their prayer. Let's pray. Pray for your ministry. Pray that you will be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you the Holy Spirit gifts that will enable you to serve Him wholeheartedly. Yes, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Empower your church with the Holy Spirit gift. I pray for more gift of evangelism to these people. Teachers, pastors, O God. Even a prophet, O Lord, who will declare your will. Gift of ushering. Gift of healing to heal the sick. Gift of faith. message of knowledge, message of wisdom, in the name of Jesus. O God, provide. O God, give us the nation as our inheritance, the end of the earth. O God, we pray that your gospel will be preached. Enable us not to compromise. Enable us to stand boldly in front of authority and speak your word. I pray for the homeschool. I pray for all the students, those who are here in UAE and those who are abroad, O God. The few of them scattered, we pray, O Lord, that you enable them to study well. I pray for the parents. Give them perseverance and good health and provide for them, O God, to declare your word to their children, to discipline them, to raise them in the fear of yours. O God, we thank you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. O God, we pray for the anointing of the worship today. Anoint the worship, anoint the song, anoint the givings, anoint all the items of our worship in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide us. Help us, O God. Anointing of the Holy Ghost upon our worship. O Lord, hear our prayer. Lead us, O God, today. Anoint the message. Let your word be sharper than a double-edged sword that will enable us to understand things that you want us to understand. O God, we need your help. We need your support. O God, we have friend in high places who show us mercy, who show us favor in time of need. O God, as we praise you, as we sing to you, you promise that you dwell in the praise of your people. We thank you, God. We magnify you. I pray today worship that will be great. O Lord, today worship will be an awesome. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand, worshiping the Lord. In Psalm 122, verse 1, say, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up, the tribes of the Lord, and to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen. As we come to worship in the house of God, we know that we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit with us. We have a friend in higher places that will support us and be with us in our need, in our worship. In Jesus' name. Amen. We have a friend, that is Jesus. Christ came to die for us. Christ came to save his church. And we have a friendship with him. He died for our sin. He was buried. He rose, and now he ascended to heaven, and now he is at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us. We have friendship with him.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sin and grief he bare. What a privilege to carry. Where we think he
Friendship we have in you, that you will help us and you strengthen us and you will support us in all the journey till we meet you in heaven. I am not ashamed of the gospel. First day, I am not ashamed of the gospel, and even today, I am not ashamed with the gospel. Yes, O God.
Bye.
thank you, God. You live in the living Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you, God. You bless, you magnify, you, O Lord. Thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Yes, O God, I continue to seek thee until I see your power working continually mightily in your sanctuary. Yes, O Lord. Thank you.
honor you, Lord. Lord, 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 my name. Take me, Lord, to the most holy place. Take your Jerusalem, O God.
Yes, O God, we continue to be desperate for you. As we seek you, God, as we draw near to you, as you are drawing us near to you, O God, Lord, we ask you to hide us under your wings, O God. Cover us with your mighty hands, time of troubles, and the enemy pressing, O God. We have refuge in you. We have assurance, we have confidence. Even when the ocean rises and thunders roars, we will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the whole world. Thank you for the friendship we have in you, Lord Jesus. And I will be still and know that you are God. Cover me, Lord. Cover us, O God. Church and your people who came to worship you. I pray, O God, you cleanse the sails of your ship, satisfy them, open your hand. Their mouth is open for your word, O God. Open your hand and satisfy them, O God, their soul, their spirit. Heal their wounds and direct them, O God. Thank you, God, for your goodness. We commit you the rest of our worship, the giving, and your word. You minister to us. You will lead us in the way that you want us to go on. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated. The word of God says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. As we come to the Lord with our tithes and offerings and first fruit, as we give it to God, the promise of the Lord is there. He will not be changed. As we honor the Lord, so He shall give us, He will make our barns be filled with the plenty, and our presses shall burst out with the new wine, the Holy Spirit, and all gifts and His blessings in our life above all eternity. Let us collect our tithes and offering and our first fruit to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your people who brought their tithes and offering and their first fruit to you. O God, let your promise come true, that their barns will be filled with plenty, and their presses shall burst out with the new wine. Open the floodgates of heaven and bless them, and rebuke whatever devours in their life, in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, that you use this money to propagate your word, to reach others, to sustain all the needs, O God. Give wisdom, give your grace, let your hand upon this amount of finances, multiply it, make it effective, use it for your glory. I thank you, Lord, we praise you. Pray for the rest of our service, the word of yours, anointed. Let your name be glorified. We thank and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. The word of Jesus that say, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. for they will inherit the earth. We'll continue to speak about the meekness, the meek. Blessed are the meek. And just to recall what we had studied in the previous two messages, three messages about meek. We are called to be meek, and we prove our meekness by following the ways of Jesus, how he became meek. He made himself of no reputation. He takes the form of servant, and he took the infirmities of man, and he was obedient to the commands of God. He was obedient to death, even death to the on the cross. In the same way, we are called to delight in the Lord, not on titles. We are called to take the form of servants to serve God and His people. We are called to take the infirmities of man and delight in the power of God in our life. We are called to be obedient to whatever the Creator will tell us and guide us to do and to be. We understood also meek people are people who are able to forgive, whom their hearts are clean toward those who hurt them. Also, we come to know that the meek are willing to associate with people who are of low position. They are not high-minded people. They are humble people living a simple life, not motivated by anger or pride or boasting. And they are willing to pray for those who hurt them. More than this, as we recall the message that we have studied, that the meek, they don't rejoice when their enemies fall down and have troubles. But instead, they pray for their enemies, and God calls us to pray for our enemies, not to rejoice when they fall down. And part of our meekness is to restore them when they humble themselves and come back to God. We'll continue today to speak about meekness. Meekness is a power. Those who are meek, they have power and they have privileges. When the Lord says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," there are privileges for the meek people. And as we go through the scriptures, we can see what are the privileges that God will give to us as we continue to be meek. Meek is not weakness. It is not that we don't know what to do. As the worldly people, they will revenge, they will fight, they will justify themselves. But meekness has a power, and the power behind the meek is God Himself. The Holy Spirit, even today, will work for our behalf. In Psalm chapter 22 and verse 26, it says, "The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek Him. Your heart shall live forever." Let us pray. God, we thank you and we praise you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you send to us on time, to bless us, to guide us, to direct us, to help us to understand your will. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statements to encourage your people with your word, to direct them, O God. I pray, O Lord, the message will be a blessing to those who are here, And those who are in other places, they are listening to your word, and to those who are not able to come, and those who are in far distances, and the rest of our brethren and families and congregation that they are scattering in different places. I pray the message will bring clarity to their life, anointing, a blessing, and direction of life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. What you say here, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Here, one of the privileges of the meek, God's provision in their life. For when we continue to be a meek people, and when we follow the instruction of the Lord and our attitude and character to be meek, God will provide our needs. The Lord will lead us, and as we are meek, we'll be easily led into the green pastures. David say, he make me lie down in the green pastures. The Lord will lead us into green pastures, and he will provide for us. When we are meek, the Lord will prepare a table before us and in front of all our enemies. Even people, they don't like us. People, they don't wish us good. But as we are meek, God will satisfy us, and we shall eat and be satisfied. There is provision, and also there is satisfaction from the Lord upon those who are meek. These are the privileges. When we move away from fight and strife, when we focus on what God wants us to be as a servant, taking the form of servant, delighting in the infirmities of man, willing to obey what God wants us, we'll find that there is God's provision and there's satisfaction beyond what we had planned, beyond what we had think is going on. The next privilege for us to be meek is that we will have God's guidance and God's teaching in our life. In Psalm chapter 25, what is the value to be meek? God will direct you as you are meek. In Psalm 25 verse 9, it says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. You know, certain time we face troubles and we are at the crossroads and we don't know what to do and we don't know how to behave. As we humble ourselves and follow the criteria of how to be meek, we'll find ourselves guided by God and taught of him of how we need to behave and what we need to do and what is the right decision that we need to take. That is the value of being meek. We have guidance from God. We have the teaching, and we will be able to take the right decision. You know, certain time you may pass through turmoil, you don't know what to do. You don't know what is the right choice. But as you take the criteria of meek and apply it in your life, as you commit yourself to become meek, whether you are aware or no, finally you find yourself that you are well guided. The meek will he guide in judgment. You will be away from God's wrath, you will be away from troubles, you will be away from enemies. God will lead you to take a decision, and when you look back to that decision that you have taken, you can see nothing but God was there at that point in your life to take you out of it into a safe way. He guided me, David said. He guided me beside the quiet water. Then the meek will he teach his way. He will take you out into his way, out of that particular trouble or dilemma that you don't know how to manage or think. In Psalm 37, What are the privilege of the meek? Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now here again, confirm that the meek will inherit the earth, but more than this, the meek will have abundance and they will have also peace. You know, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Even you are surrounded by a lot of chaos around you, but from inside there's a peace. Apostle Paul said, we are renewed day by the Holy Spirit, by the peace of God in our life. As we have in our heart and life meekness and attitude and decision and right step to go on, then we will have also peace in our life. That's why we need to be away from the ways of this world. We don't need to retaliate or revenge or fight back. We need to forgive, move away in the way of God. Then we will be living in peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, certain time to be a meek, you will contradict the flesh that you carry. The flesh tell you fight, but God say to you, go away from them. Your flesh will tell you revenge. Your flesh tell you don't forgive. But the Holy Spirit will lead you out of all these things. And when you lead out of all these things, as you submit yourself to be a meek, you will be able to live in peace, the peace of God. You'll be in abundant peace, more blessings and more privilege that God will give to us as we continue to be meek and in the direction and move in the direction that God wants us to move. In Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1, let's read more of the privileges that God will give to the meek. This encourages us, this motivates us to be more meek. Every time when your flesh rises up to fight, to go in a way contradict God, as you remember that the meek shall inherit the earth, you will continue to decide to do what God wants you to do, to be a meek. Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now here, the other privileges that the meek will have, and these are the other privileges that we, when we become meek, we will have, is that we will be able to receive the good news. Because here the Lord is saying, He anointed Jesus, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Jesus came to preach the gospel to everyone, but when He say here to preach good tidings, good news unto the meek, because the meek, they are receptive to the good news. When we are meek, we'll be able to receive good news. We'll be able to see everything positive and good for us. We will be able to see that all things are working for our good, that all things are falling into the right place for us. Isaiah 61, when He said, He had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, we will receive the anointed word of God, the good news always. good things God has will send us to encourage us along the way. And that's the importance of to be meek. What else? What he say? He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to bind up the brokenhearted. If we are meek, we will be also included in this privilege. He will bind up our brokenhearted. He will proclaim liberty to the captives. He will assure us that we will be set free from troubles, calamities, or hardship in life. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. We will be assured that one day we will be set free from the things that entangle us and restrict us from moving forward in life. In Psalm 149. So we will be receiving the good news as we are meek. In Psalm 149 and verse 4, we will see the other privilege for us to be a meek. It says, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation." Now here, the Lord love his people, love his church. But he will beautify the meek with salvation. The salvation will be granted to those who are meek. God delights with all his people. But the salvation, our personal relationship with God, and it's our personal things with us and God as we surrender our life and will to him, as we escape from sin, as we accept Jesus and his work on the cross for our salvation, as we repent and renounce all our sin, we will receive that salvation. That salvation will be granted to us, and we will be able to repent and go away from sin when we are meek. And how to be meek? As we had described. Take the form of servant, make yourself of no reputation, delight in the infirmities of man, and do whatever God wants you to do. Be willing to obey the Creator and what he asks you to do. Be willing to live a simple life, associate with people of low position. Don't be high-minded. Be willing to forgive. Don't revenge. Pray for your enemies. Don't rejoice when your enemies fall down. Pray for those who repent, restore and work with God, with those who come back to him. He will beautify his saints with salvation. So we understand here that the meek not only will inherit the earth, could you say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. They will not have only the material things, but they will have also salvation. We'll have the salvation of God, eternal life, as we be willing to be meek and walk and move in the direction of God. In the Psalm 147 and verse 6, what are the other privileges for the meek? The Lord lift up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. So here, the Lord will find a way to lift us up. You know, many times we want to lift ourselves. Maybe you want to lift yourself. But what you say here, God will lift up the, will lift up the meek. God will find opportunity for you to be lifted up. And that's here the a privilege of being a meek person. You don't need to fight your enemies. He say here, the Lord lift up the meek, he casts the wicked down to the ground. You don't need to concentrate on those who hurt you, those who are doing bad to you. You cannot put them down. It is God who is going to put them down. When you humble yourself and become meek and focus on what God wants you, mind your own business, and you will find yourself one day, you will find yourself be lifted up by the Lord, because that is His promise. The Lord lift up the meek. Who will promote you? Only God Himself. When He finds you meek and within the criteria, on His due time, He will lift you up. Amen? God will do marvelous things for us as we continue to commit our life unto Him. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. What are the privileges that the meek will get from the Lord? And that's why we need to humble ourselves, change our attitude, and be willing to be meek and walk in the way that God wants us to move. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 4. But with righteousness shall He judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And He shall smite the earth with the rod of His mouth, and with the breath of His lips shall He slay the wicked. Again, this is the promise of God to those who are meek. You see here, and He shall and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. God will reprove us. God will justify us. Certain time we want to justify ourselves. You know, the more you explain to the people, yeah, and the more you respond, that will not work. And especially if they have not in their mind, if their mind is not in the right mind, who can justify you? Who can speak on your behalf? It's only the Holy Spirit. He is our comforter. He is the paraclete, that He will come as a lawyer and speak to the people on our behalf. He will justify us. He will reprove us. How He will do it, we don't know. Which time He will do it also, we don't know. But the time will come when the people will come to realize, oh, that person, he did not do right, but we did not understand, and we are the one who did wrong. That's what He say here. But with righteousness shall He judge. God will judge. God will judge. And He give the right judgment. He shall judge the poor, and reprove the equity with equity for the meek of the earth, and shall smite the earth with the rod of His mouth, and with the breath of His lips shall He slay the wicked. God will deal again. God will deal with the wicked, and He will justify us. He will speak on our behalf. You know, in the book of Genesis, when Joseph was complained by the woman that he approached her, God knows that he is not the one. She knows also, and he knows. But Joseph did not say, I did not, at the time of trial, because no use. If you justify himself, the more they will condemn him. But who justify him? God. And how He justify him? He was justified by a written word of God. God wrote it. Moses wrote the book of Genesis after around, it is around more than, it is around 500 years after. He was justified. And we know now that Joseph did not do anything with that woman. Have you get the point here? The point here, if you want to be meek, that does not mean that everyone, we say that you're a good person. No. You may be even accused by the thing that you have not done. Even blackmailed, even betrayed. And God allow it, and we need to accept it. Why? That is His word. God will justify us. God will speak on our behalf on His time. The Holy Spirit will speak. Will explain to the people. And that is His promise. What are the privileges to be? To be meek. Let's read Psalm 76. Do you want to be meek? Yes, I want. Because there are a lot of privileges that I will lose if I will not be meek. If I will not be meek, I will not have God's provision. I will not have vindication from God. I will not have salvation. I will not have guidance and direction. I will not receive the good news. I will be always in despair. I will not be lifted up. I will not be promoted. And what else? In Psalm 76 and verse 9, it says, when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, God will come in judgment. He will rise. Which time God will rise, we don't know. But when He will rise, whom He will save, whom He will deliver, He will deliver all the meek of the earth. He will come in a season, like a season of harvest. Which time the farmer will harvest when he is ripe. Which time the time for God to harvest the meek, He will harvest us, He will take us, we don't know. But the time will come, He will rise up to save us. Not only salvation, but deliverance from all the problems, the troubles, the prisons, shackles that we are in. God will come and do this for us. Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 19, the privileges of the meek. And that's why we need to be motivated to be meek. It says, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. What is the promise of God here for us to be a meek? What He will give us? He will increase what? Our salary, our income, our life, length. What He will increase? He will increase our joy. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. We will rejoice. We will be happy. You know, Nehemiah say to the despaired people of God who came in repentance, coming seeking the Lord, He told them, do not grieve, do not mourn, for the joy of the Lord is yours. Strength. As we are meek, God will give us joy. And joy will give us strength so that we will continue our marching and our journey, looking forward on the narrow way that we are in to meet the Lord in the cloud when He will come. Let's all stand. Yes, O God, we thank You, Lord. We bless You, God. We magnify You. Commit yourself to the Lord now. It is a privilege to be a meek. It is a power to be a meek. God will give you His abundant provision. God will give you peace. God will provide for you. God will give you guidance and right decision. He will take you out from the dilemma. He will put your enemy down. He will fight for you. He will vindicate. He will reprove you. He will punish wicked people. He will lift you up. He will bring them down. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a great God we have as we follow His way. He will guide the meek in His way. Oh God, He will increase our joy. He will beautify us with salvation. Oh God, I thank You, Lord. I praise You, Lord, for all the praise. Commit yourself to the Lord. Come to Him. Be willing to accept to be meek. Oh God, I thank You, Lord. I bless You. I magnify You. What a friend I have in You, Lord Jesus. I bless Your holy name. I thank You for Your great provision. Great support, great strength that I receive from you. I magnify you, Lord, and I adore you. In Jesus' name. Bless your church, O God. Bless my brothers and my sisters. Comfort them, those who are here and those who are far away.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes, O God.
Our sins and grace to bear.
What a privilege we can to carry.
What a privilege to carry. Everything to God in grace. Oh, what peace we love and far be.
We have in you. Thank you, God, for comforting us. Thank you for this wonderful time we together in your presence. We magnify you, Lord, and we bless you, O God. O God, I pray you set this word of yours in our heart. Guide us and guard us to continue to do right and just and to be meek, so that we'll be having your delight in us and your approval and your help and support. I pray also, Lord, give us patience to wait upon you, to do great things for us. So God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, to your hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.